In a nutshell, socialism says the way to make poor people rich is to make rich people poor. That's what they're all about. Socialism is about how to divide up the pie. It's not about how to make the pie bigger, but how to divide it up. Who gets what? Should we all have equal shares? Capitalism says the way to make poor people rich is to expand the economy, to make the pie larger. In effect, capitalism says that we should each make our own pie, and the harder we work and the better we are at making our pie will get larger and bigger. The key word in socialism is sharing. The key word in capitalism or free enterprise is incentive. The key player in socialism is government. The key player in capitalism is individual, the individual, and the market. Those are the two key players. Socialism places great emphasis on the collective. The community interest frequently would take priority over the individual person. In capitalism is the flip side, the exact opposite. The individual takes priority over the collective or the community. Socialism requires lots and lots of government because the government is the one who distributes the pie. The government decides to make sure that you got your fair share of the pie. In capitalism, it's less government. The less government, the better. Because the mechanism that works in capitalism is not government, but the marketplace. Ladies and gentlemen, a good book to review is a book called The Wealth of Nations that was written in 1776 by a gentleman by the name of Adam Smith. You may want to Google it. And he talks about the invisible hand, the marketplace. Socialism de-emphasizes private property. It de-emphasizes individual rights. It de-emphasizes personal freedom. They are less important. In communist countries, they're completely wiped out. But in various stages of various grades of socialism, the emphasis is never there. In capitalist countries, the emphasis is on private property. That is where the premium is put. Private property is king. The individual is king. The freedom, the rights of the individual is king, because for the marketplace to properly work, all three of these must work together. That, in a non-technical sense, is the difference between socialism and capitalism. One is interested in dividing up the pie, the other one is interested in making the pie larger.